Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. More than 420 people have been arrested during a fifth night of protests in France sparked by the killing by police of a teenager of North African origin on Tuesday. The number of incidents has been lower than on previous nights. Videos show police using tear gas to contain the protests in Marseille. Our correspondent in Paris, Regini Vaidyanathan, witnessed a huge police presence on the streets.
You can hear the sound of beeping horns. There are officers everywhere you look. And this is a massive security operation that goes well beyond this part of Paris, across France. And the government says it's deployed some 45,000 police officers tonight. That's the same as the number they deployed last night.
The German president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, has said he regrets the cancellation of his French counterpart's state visit that was due to start on Sunday, but says he fully understands the reason. Emmanuel Macron cancelled what would have been the first state visit to Germany by a French president for 23 years because of the rioting. An environmental campaign group has accused the British energy company Shell of trading Russian gas more than a year after a pledge to pull out of the country. Ben King has more detail.
Global Witness's analysis found that last year, Shell handled nearly an eighth of Russia's liquefied natural gas exports by sea and is still buying vast tankers of gas from the Yamal Peninsula in Russia's far north. An advisor to Ukraine's president, Oleg Yustenko, said that the trades helped to fund Russia's aggression and called on the company to use the profits to fund reconstruction in Ukraine. Shell said that the gas shipments were part of long-term contractual commitments which it could not break and didn't violate laws or sanctions.
For the first time in 12 days, Russia has launched an overnight drone attack on Kyiv. Ukrainian military officials says it seems the air defence systems destroyed all targets on their approach. There is no immediate information about the scale of the attack. Twitter's owner Elon Musk has announced temporary limits on the number of posts users can read each day. Mr. Musk said the move was aimed at tackling what he called extreme levels of data scraping, where AI companies use information from the platform. Joe Inwood has this report.
Throughout the day, thousands of Twitter users were reporting an unusual message saying rate limit exceeded. The mystery was solved a few hours later, when the site's owner, Elon Musk, revealed a new policy limiting the number of messages you can view each day. Subscribers who pay about $8 a month can view 10,000, but people who don't, well, they are limited to 1,000, or just 500 for new users. Mr. Musk said it was to tackle extreme levels of data scraping and system manipulation, where companies harvest Twitter data for their own purposes.
Joe Inwood reporting. World News from the BBC. Syrian state media says its air defences have intercepted what it called Israeli airstrikes. An army statement said missiles that flew over parts of Lebanon hit locations near the Syrian government-held city of Homs, resulting in material damage. The reports have not been independently verified, but an Israeli military spokesman said an anti-aircraft missile launched from Syrian territory towards Israel had exploded in mid-air. Austria, which is neutral, has announced plans to join the European Sky Shield initiative to help protect it from any drone or missile attacks. The Chancellor, Karl Nehammer, said no European state can effectively defend its airspace against new dangers on its own, but he stressed that the move would not undermine Austria's neutrality. Antonio Guterres has made his first visit to Haiti since becoming Secretary General of the United Nations 6 years ago. He said the international response was not meeting the country's increasing humanitarian needs. Our America's editor Leonardo Rocha reports.
Mr. Guterres has urged other governments not to abandon Haiti, which is going through an unprecedented humanitarian crisis. He said the situation in the capital could be compared to that of countries in armed conflict. The crisis has worsened since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse 2 years ago. Last September, criminal gangs blockaded the fuel terminal for 6 weeks, bringing the economy to the verge of collapse. A month later, the UN proposed sending a rapid action force to help police restore order. But Mr. Guterres has failed so far to find support for his plan.
Botswana and the diamond mining giant De Beers have reached a new deal that will see the southern African country get a progressively larger share of diamond production and sales. Frustrated by the slow pace of 5 years of negotiations, President Mokgweetsi Masisi had threatened to sever ties with De Beers, the London-headquartered company that is the world's largest diamond producer and trader. BBC News.